I sighted the microphone for the green light to the speed trap. Ray Guarino and Jody calls them as they seize them, and you better believe them. Here, relevant news, biased opinion, and outright nonsense regarding every aspect of automotive culture. Gas! With mechanical trickery never before broadcast over FCC-regulated airwaves. Thrill to the explosive tension as Ray and Joe cuss each other down track. Barrel roll across the finish line, laughing at certain disasters as they shake hands with the devil. All that and so much more at high noon this Sunday on the Motor Mouth Radio Hour. Call in and speak live with the Wizards of Speed and the Live Eat, Ray Guarino and Joe D. Bring the whole family. Kids under 12 get in free every Sunday at noon on WHBC. Take the Hempstead Turnpike to the Meadowbrook Parkway and look for the no parking on the expressway and no express service on the parkway side. Go right on Highway 24 to Garden City. $2 all-day parking includes pit pass.
We may not have been out on the road for 40 days. We feel 40 like
40 hours, maybe. Not 40 days.
In a triple haze. Absolutely. You have tuned in to Long Island's only automotive radio talk show, Motor Mouth Radio, with your hosts, Ray Guarino, co-host Wingman, and on the cowbell,
the other guy,
Joe D. There we go.
He bit me.
And we are having a great show today. We have in the studios with us today, Debbie and Rusty. Rusty Becker from the Long Island Karting Association. Fellas, ladies and gentlemen. Very happy to have you here. It's great to have you guys in the studio with us today. And there we go. Your mics are on.
Thank you.
You can get in touch with us if you want to play along at 516-572-7440. Or you can check us out on the web, motormouthradio.com. Follow us on Twitter, which is Motormouth Radio. And Rusty and Joe's favorite on Instagram.
Real_MotormouthRadio. Yep.
Right. And you can... keep up with us, what we do during the week. Go to the website, sign up for our weekly blog notifications, watch our YouTube channel that we're starting up now. We have all sorts of cool stuff happening. But today, we're here to talk about go-karts. So, Rusty, let's go, man. I mean, you've been doing this for quite a long time, but now, like a lot of us, you had the hobby, went away from it for various reasons, and now you're getting back into it.
Yes, so. They're actually racing vintage karts again all over the place.
Nice.
And that brought me back. I actually was driving by the Nassau Coliseum one day, saw go-karts in there. I figured, well, I haven't been to the track in 20 years, but I pulled in, and they were running vintage karts.
Wow.
And the first guy I spoke to, I said, wow, this is great. I could do this. I said, if I could find a kart like my original kart, my first Blitz kart, I'd probably do this. The guy said, I got one in my garage, so history.
Let's step back for a second. When was that first kart? How far back do you go with this sport?
I started racing at West Hampton in 1970, and I actually ran in the parking lot, not the parking lot, the runways on Mitchell Field in 68 and 69. They had a track there. It wasn't official racing, but it was, you know, it was like practice.
Which is where we are right now, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah,
Everything comes around.
It was a quarter mile from here at the most.
What is old is new again.
Absolutely. Well, that's very cool. But now, of course, in this day and age, with all of us being of...
A certain age.
More advanced years than we were when we were 18 or 20.
I'm more about 3 or 4 degrees retarded myself.
There you go.
You could say this.
A lot of things that we do, we have to be a lot more careful because of physical limitations and things. Hey, let's face it, it really sucks to get hurt.
Putting on one's socks becomes an adventure.
Well, yeah. Tying
He's been
one's
working
shoes.
Out, though. He's been working out for the past year and a half, right?
You have to.
That's smart.
It's unbelievably more physical than you could ever imagine to race a go-kart.
The little squeezy things?
That's what you call them?
Well, What are they called?
Grippers.
No, oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
No, but he has, like, special grippers where you can adjust the dial, and it gets harder and harder and harder. He's broken the spring I don't know how many times, and he's had to replace.
Excellent.
No,
yeah,
I'm
now he's on the Max
you.
Max one.
I like that.
I mean,
cool.
Racing carts was not easy when we were young. I mean, your neck would get really sore, and your shoulders, and there's no suspension whatsoever. Your back takes a beating. So,
yeah. And then there's a G-force, you know, on your neck.
If you want to, you know, if you want to still be on the gas at the end of the race, you got to be in some kind of shape.
Yeah, let's face it. Yeah, there's a lot of forces working on you there, and it's a lot easier when you're younger. Stuff just kind of falls back into place.
Absolutely.
You got my respect.
You got to think about what used to come naturally.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Now, LiCarting.com, carting with a K, is one of the sites where people can go to find out about this stuff. Is that correct?
Possibly.
I think it is.
I don't know of that one.
Well, there's Vintage Carting Associating.
VKA.
VKarting. VKARTANG.com. Right. There's another one. I saw that. But I noticed on one of the, I think it was on LiCarting.com, there was a video, and it showed, I think it was across the street at
the Coliseum.
Mm-hmm. And it looked like the guys had, like, race pack displays on the cart.
On the steering wheel.
So I would imagine that gives you all sorts of feedback. Does that give you G-force feedback?
No, that's a tack. It's, generally speaking, it's a tack temp. And it gives you a digital readout that you can either see both simultaneously, or you can switch back and forth depending on what brand you have.
Right, right.
But that's just mainly for, like, dialing in your gear and your clutch.
Okay. Now, there's a wide variety of carts. There's single engine, dual engine. You know, I mean, there's
two-cycle, four-cycle.
Yeah.
There's enduro karting. There's all sorts of different subcategories.
Uh-huh.
He loves to race his dual kart, though. He won the Grand National Championship in 1987 with his kart.
Whoa!
And it wasn't even state-of-the-art. It was really old, but he hooked it up.
It's been dramatically modified over the years. I bought the kart new. I bought it 1 year old from Tommy McCann, who was a pretty well-known NASCAR driver, a modified driver.
Mm-hmm.
And when he got out of karting, I bought the kart. And since then, it's been retired, I think, four times, and it just keeps coming back.
That's great, like the drivers.
Yeah, every time with a whole bunch of new modifications, and it just keeps working better and better.
That's nice. That's fantastic. I mean, everything old is new again. Same thing with cars. We just, you know, you see the vintage cars coming back, vintage motorcycles. We have a friend, Christian, out at LI Racing, who sent us a picture of his cart that he's got in storage. Well, it's not in storage. It looks like it was in the shop.
Yeah, that thing has the dust blown off it, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that looks a little more modern. You know, look like the exhaust. But Christian does work on a lot of modern stuff as well as old stuff, so you know, I'm sure he's running the gamut over there. But yeah, I mean, I guess it's... Now, what's it like to... if someone had an old cart, let's say they stumbled upon one and wanted to rebuild it and restore it, what's the parts situation like to find this stuff? Is it available?
You can get anything you need. It's mostly you got to go on the internet to track it all down, but I have yet to come across a single part that I couldn't get relatively easy.
It was easier than restoring your truck.
Oh, sir! Absolutely. Well, the truck was, but when we did that, it was pretty much pre-internet.
Right, right.
But you can get anything.
Excellent. That's good to know.
Yes, Jim put up on Facebook the Long Island Karting website there. If you're on our Facebook page, it's over there. It's LI. Oh, come on, where did it go now?
LiCarting.com.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, with a K. Karting with a K is what you want to use. And that's now you guys back in the day used to run it all at some of the known tracks on the island and whatnot, right?
We raced at Freeport, we raced at Islip, we raced at West Hampton. That was probably about it for Long Island.
And then he did street racing in Vermont.
Yeah, I mean, I traveled all around. I ran Delaware, Vermont, upstate, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, Massachusetts, all over the Northeast.
Wow. That was the last time I saw you or your cart was when we had our the Motor Mouth Radio 10th year anniversary. It was in 2010 at Freeport Auto Wrecking at Jimmy's Junkyard.
Correct.
You brought the cart down, and I drew a crowd. I mean, people were around that because, of course, Jimmy is like the epicenter of race history on Long Island.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's very big into that stuff. So, and yeah, it was impressive. It was definitely impressive.
Well, it only had one engine on it at the time, and it had just come out of storage. It had been at my parents' house, which I was in the process of cleaning out to get ready to sell.
Right.
And it was just living in the van. So when I found out that you were having this party, we said, well, we'll bring it down.
Yeah.
And that was probably the first time it saw daylight since 1987.
Oh, wow.
And then after that, it went back into my garage where I live and back into storage until this April.
Now, right, there was a great article written about you that was, I have a copy of it here.
Yeah,
tell us about that, because people may want to do a little background check and do some reading on this. Tell them where they could find that.
Well, the article was in Auto Week magazine. They came to my house and interviewed me. I showed them my garage. They got some good pictures of me inside the garage.
Right.
And basically, they followed me up to the track. They covered the race, although unfortunately we didn't actually get to race because it rained, but we qualified.
Which track was that, Rusty?
This is Oakland Valley Race Park in Cuddyback, New York.
Okay.
It's up by Port Jervis.
All right.
Middletown, Port Jervis area. Very nice track. The nicest track I've ever raced on.
Beautiful. Oh, really?
Beautiful track.
I've never been to Cuddleback, so I don't know where that is.
If you blink, you're not in it anymore.
Yeah.
But the track is super nice. It's relatively kind of up in the mountains a little bit, but it's all been repaved. It's wide. It's got the longest straightaway that I know of in sprint karting.
How long would that be, do you know?
The length of the straightaway, I'm not sure, but the track is 0.7 miles.
Wow.
Which is a big track for go-karts.
Sure.
Normally, they're more like a quarter.
What's the lap time on something like that?
41 seconds.
That's,
42 seconds.
That's, yeah, almost a minute. That's a good time around a track, yeah.
But with your butt like an inch from the ground,
lot,
it feels like about Mach 3.
A lot can happen in that 40-something seconds.
Yes. I tried it.
The average speed for the duels, I think, worked out to about 54 or something like that, but that's average speed. And there's several corners where you got to come to almost to a stop.
Right.
So I'm guessing that we're probably pulling 85, 90 at the end of the straightaway.
Oh, yes. That's nice.
In the twin-engine carts.
Wow.
Damn. Yeah, that's cooking. That is cooking.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's no joke.
You know you're moving for sure.
Yep.
So what was it like getting back into that cart for the first time after the long layover? Was it...
Getting back into the into the dual cart was probably not as big of a thing as when I got back into the single cart, because when I drove that, I really hadn't driven a go-kart for 27 years.
Yeah.
So that was... But it all comes back to you. You know, it's like I did this for so long.
The muscle memory kicks in.
As soon as the engine starts and you're out on the track.
Yeah.
You know, I obviously my skill was off a little bit. It takes, you know, you lose the things that used to come automatically. You got to kind of think about, like, where should I be on the track right now?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And braking points and all of that. But after a couple of sessions, I felt like I was sort of back on my game.
Right.
As close to it as I'm ever going to get at 62. Let's put it that way.
Well, yeah. No, well, you have to find the groove of the track. You got to find your lines and all of that. So that's with any track. But
when I took the dual out for the first time, I was amazed. I had no recollection of it being as fast as it is.
Really?
I was supposed to be breaking my engines in, and as I pulled out of the pits, one of the engines started to stall, so I punched it to keep the engine from stalling, and it lit up the tires and went down the first, like, the first 30, 40 feet of the track sideways.
Wow.
And I was like, well, I don't remember this.
Yeah, that smacks you in the head and says, hey, wake up, sunshine.
But, you know, when you're on cold tires, they were brand new cold tires.
Right.
And when you got the dual engines, you know, each engine is over 25 horsepower.
Yeah.
So you got the power to do that.
Exactly.
Exactly. You know, once the tires come up to temperature, not quite so much. But
right, right. Well, I tell you what else we have the power to do. We have a power to take a break. This call is going to have to give us a call back. Just like laying over for 20-some-odd years before you're getting back into a dual-engine cart, I guess it's a little bit of the hair of the dog, right? So we'll investigate that, because today is Cowbell Day on,
yes,
on Motor Mouth Radio. Our listener Tom from Aspica graced us with a pair of cowbells that, hang on.
Yes.
I was a little remiss in setting up, but Joe here, have a...
Yeah, give him... Okay, get that
all
stick.
This stuff that's moving around. We gotta,
this is a lot easier than my finger. It won't hurt so much.
Oh. Yeah, we had a mysterious package. Well, Joe plays cowbell on our studio stuff, so...
Yeah.
We decided that, you know, we're gonna do it right, thanks to Tom. So, with that, we'll take a break. We'll be back in a quick minute on 90.3 WHPC.
The show is brought to you by Jersey Mike's Subs, with two locations in Uniondale and Carl Place, both within a 5-minute drive of Nassau Community College, and also available with Uber Eats. Jersey Mike's is a sub shop where every slice, every sandwich, and every store provides sustenance and substance. Produce is sliced daily in-house. Bread is baked daily in-house. And the 100% Angus beef roast beef is cooked in-store. Experience the sub difference at Jersey Mike's in Uniondale and Carl Place.
Saturday Night Fever. Polyester Suits. The Brady Bunch. Bell Bottom Jeans. And the music of the 70s.
Every note, including the bass, on this track is played by a monkey.
American Hit Radio, Wednesdays and Fridays at 5 p.m. on the voice of Nassau Community College, 90.3 WHPC.
Yeah, now you're messing with something here on Cowbell Day on Motor Mouth Radio. We're playing our bells. Ray Guarino, Joe D, 516-572-7440. We got Debbie and Rusty in the studio with us, and we have a phone caller. That's what that heart attack meter means. So we'll say, hi, you're on with the Motor Mouths.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey.
Hey, what's happening?
What's up?
Tell us, listen, you, Christian, you sent us a picture of your cart that you have out there.
That's my current one, yeah.
That's your current cart,
yeah.
Okay. Tell us about that, because Rusty and I were looking at that and trying to make heads or tails of it.
Actually, well, I believe it's a Franklin chassis. It's an oval chassis.
Okay.
It's a Doug Ferry Briggs. It was built out in Suffolk. It was a motor that came off a Champ cart that belonged to John Beattie, who is actually running a modified now.
Wow.
John Beattie, I used to work on his Legends car, and when I was down in Atlantic City, because I go, you know, with the three-quarter midgets, they race indoors.
Mm-hmm.
And John Beattie won the race in Atlantic City with that cart, with that motor.
Right.
And then when I was working on his Legends car, I was at the house dropping the Legends car off, and I saw the motor sitting there. And he sold it to me, so, you know, the motor's a championship motor. And
what size is that motor, Christian?
It's a 5-horse Briggs, but it's an alcohol motor.
Ah, alcohol.
Mm-hmm. It's got a Reaper clutch, it's got a dyno cam in it, it's got all sorts of stuff going on.
Uh-huh. When was the last time you rode that cart?
I haven't yet. I'm still trying to build it.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And where is the first place you're going to drive it?
I don't know.
Out in the parking lot, I was not down. How about the park at the end of your
in
road?
In the cul-de-sac.
There?
Yeah, it's just something that's been in the works. You know what happens? I had to go to Bosnior to buy a seat. He was the only one that had a seat that I fit in.
Oh. Well, you're not an overly big guy. I mean, it's not like it would be hard
6'2",
to.
6'2", you know. It's
well,
like,
6'2",
but
yeah. Well,
I started, my first go kart was a Rupp.
Right, right.
In 1981,
I remember that name.
When I graduated elementary school, my dad bought me a Rupp. Had no motor in it. We put a 3.5 horsemeter. Oh, stop! I'm on the radio.
Christian's daughter is trying to play. Today. That's good.
Yeah, she's under my feet all day.
Excellent.
But I remember, you know, my dad was working with Sean Vesely back then, and the two of them dove into that thing. And I remember we took a sprocket, and we welded a motorcycle disc to it, and I had an Airhurst brake caliper with all sorts of stuff.
The little mini brake.
My first real go-kart was a 69 Rupp Dart frame, 3.5 horse with a disc rear brake.
Uh-huh.
11 years old.
Nice.
And when my dad worked at Precision Collision in Oceanside, he worked with Eric Probath, which your guests might know him because he's big into vintage cars.
I do know Eric, yes.
Okay. Yes.
He's a piece
so,
of work.
So growing up around Eric, obviously I know I was around a lot of maniacs, and at Precision Collision was... They were building homes in the neighborhood back there. It was like a cul-de-sac, but it went all the way through. It was like a racetrack. And I remember, this was like when I was 13, I used to take my go-kart, and I used to race around that cul-de-sac before the houses were built, just round and round all day long. The only challenge was all the drunks leaving Patty McGee's. you had to watch out for the liquid lunch guys leaving the bar.
Yeah.
So that was my only obstacle then, but that's true. I was never really big into mini bikes,
mm-hmm.
and I'll tell you why. I had a Rupp mini bike, and I put a Tecumseh motor in it, and I was going down Straight Path in Wheatley Heights, and I remember we used to put a piece of wire to the governor.
Yeah.
And I whacked that governor off, and man, I tell you what, I kicked the rod out.
Oh!
When I kicked the rod out, it went out the front of the motor.
Okay.
And I got covered with all the hot oil.
Well, and you know, the ironic part is today you'd be able to remachine and make a new motor with the tools in your shop.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah. I should have had a diaper on that thing, I guess. But that's how I learned all about, you know, the governor and how important it is.
Christian.
and how bad Tecumseh's are.
Right. On that note, put out your contact information, how people can find you on social media, because the stuff you do is
pretty impressive.
It's eye candy. It really is.
Thank you. It's just Christian_LIRacing.
Oh, another underscore.
Yeah, I know. You know, I'll have to modify that.
Yeah.
No, I just
found out how to do that. No, it's okay.
So did
Eva.
I.
Yeah.
Now we're jumping on the bed. Boy, you're...
Nice.
I let her have a sip of my coffee this morning.
Oh,
that explains it.
Yeah, nice. Well, you know, that's what dads do.
Yep, exactly. Absolutely.
Pretty soon she'll be out there helping you build motors.
Yeah,
but I tell you, my go-kart days, I was a member of EKRA or whatever. It was Eastern Karting Association, you know. Uh-huh. Trying to race, you know, went through all of that, you know. But, kicking the rod out on the mini bike totally turned me off on mini bikes.
Yeah.
And the mini bike craze right now is hot.
Oh, no. Yeah, I'm wearing my Limbo shirt, Long Island Mini Bike Owners Association today.
It's hot right now.
Yeah.
And we had those guys in the studio years ago. I've been trying to get them back in. And, again, they were all guys who were, you know, advancing in age, so it's harder for them to get together and do stuff. But these guys, they want to bring some bikes and do some stuff out in the parking lot here.
You remember the road rats? Ava, hold on. Okay,
the road rat?
Remember the road rats? The road rats.
Yes.
Pete was a member.
Okay.
He used to build the drag bikes.
Right.
Okay, yeah. Oh, boy. Those are my poker chips from Harley.
Yeah.
Just playing with my change thing. What was I saying?
You were talking about Pete and the Road Rats.
Oh, Pete and the Road Rats. Remember, he was building the drag bikes, the mini bikes, drag bikes.
Okay.
The ones that look like Bob Spina's Iron Head. You remember that?
Yes.
I don't know what happened. I'm telling you, it's making a comeback.
Yeah.
One Free show out in California. It's like one of the biggest motorcycle shows on the planet.
Right.
Has a sideshow for mini bikes now.
Oh, that's cool.
No kidding.
So all these top builders, like Jeff Wright from Church of Choppers, he's building a mini bike for the show.
You know, we've been seeing at the swap meets for the past few years, Rupp mini bikes that were like just dragged out of a pile, and guys are asking $1,000 for them.
I know.
Like, whoa.
And I sold my Rupp years ago. You know what? I sold my Rupp Dart to the sheriff. Or the deputy at the Brookville Police Department.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And when I went to sell it, he took me up to the... He picked up my go-kart because I had it in Elmont. Yeah, there's a key in there. Yeah. And he took me up to the precinct up there. He showed me the tour inside. I tell you, if you get up to Upper Brookville Police Department, unfortunately, it's in the good side, they get some really cool pictures of all their old police cars and all the Chevys with the 409s in it and everything. So I have a lot of history from that guy.
That's cool. That's cool.
But, you know, it was just selling that was like a big chunk out of my childhood, you know?
I knew things got bad when it would cost me more to buy a piece of crap mini bike than I could buy, like, a top end or a shovel head engine.
Oh,
I was like, it was, like, disgusting. I was like, but, you know, hey, everything cycles around, so that was good, but,
there's enough parking lots on Long Island to have racing again with go-karts.
Yeah, but you need something that's fairly flat, doesn't have, bumps, and you got to sweep it. You got to do a lot of...
The problem...
Bayshore Bowling Alley, when they gutted out Bayshore Bowling, I was in the building.
Oh, yeah.
When they took all the lanes out, it's a perfect concrete floor. They have the sickest go-kart track indoors in there.
Problem.
Why they're not doing it?
Problem is insurance.
I know.
That's the liability
waivers.
Insurance.
Yeah. Sign your life away. That's all I did when I went racing. Where is it? Let me sign.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I take
fine,
responsibility.
Fine.
And you know what's ironic, too, is I got my go-kart in the garage now, and I've been trying to, get the time to mess around with it, but... Okay, thank you. I got a Mac 10 chainsaw, an original one.
Oh, wow.
And I say to myself, look at this thing, I remember those days when they always talking about the twin Mac 10s on the back.
Uh-huh.
And the West Bends and all that stuff.
Wow.
That's like guys like Eric.
That's
He's
what
into
we're running.
All that.
Yeah, that's what we're running up at Oakland Valley.
Wow.
OVRP.
Yeah. It's a great track.
I think Eric had a box truck or something. They had like 7 go-karts, and they all pile in and head up and do their thing. They go all the way out to Ohio.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know?
Yep.
So, but Eric is definitely, he's been through a lot. I mean, I know he lost his shop a few years back and everything, but, he rebuilds. He's been, he's down in Freeport. He's got a go-kart hanging up in his front window.
He's a good guy.
If I'm correct. I don't know if anyone's seen his house.
He's got a station wagon that's set up like a monster truck that he sometimes brings up to the track.
Yes.
It's bizarre.
And he had the Hellman. I don't know if he still has the Hellman. He had the Vega wagon. He had so many things.
Mm-hmm.
He's the only guy I know that has an LS motor with a distributor in it.
Wow.
Yeah, he does. The Vega.
Whoa.
It's crazy.
That's almost oxymoronic.
It is, but he did. He had the manifold. He went through and he put the distributor in. And he had a turbo 400 with a clutch housing on it. I remember sitting there. I was trying to get from him, which I thought was cool.
Sweet.
I had like a regular 4-speed bell housing with a turbo 400 mounted on it, and had the clutch sleeve and everything. I was like, oh man, that'd be sweet.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, he's a maniac. But when it comes to vintage karting on Long Island, he's one of the guys for sure. Got me beat.
Yeah, excellent. All right, Christian. Well, that's all good news. All good news. We want to keep updates on your cart as it.
Keep us informed, please.
Progresses.
When I do, I know it's gonna be a lot of band-aids.
Now you got another CNC machine now to play with, so you'll be a little busy.
Yeah. Oh, you saw that. Yeah.
And the shovel head you posted, that is a beautiful engine, boy.
Which one?
Nice. Yeah. Which one? Exactly. All of them.
Oh, yesterday. It's the 85-inch one I built.
Okay.
That goes a few years back. That bike's still out running around. That was a great build.
Yeah.
And I give it to Morris Magnetos, too. That was a great Magneto.
Right. Got the mag on there, right? Was that that an early S&S on that bike?
The 85-inch was their stroker kit that I put right in.
No, the carburetor I was talking about.
Oh, yeah, just a regular E.
Yeah. Okay. Beautiful. Yeah. No, that's on my table. Is a show.
Bye, guys.
Hey.
Hey.
Hello. All right, Christian. We're going to mosey along, take our next break, carry on with the hilarity.
Yeah. Merry Christmas.
All right, Merry Christmas. We'll talk
to you
soon.
Later.
All right, so long. It was Christian from LI, Long Island Racing, liracing.com, it's Christian_LI Racing on Instagram. I'll show you some of his pictures later. He puts up does some beautiful work out there. Really some nice, nice stuff. Let's take a quickie. We'll go back to the phones and say hi. You're on the Motor Mouths.
Yo, what's up?
Yo.
Who are we talking to?
Listen, you guys are bringing back memories, man, with the mini bikes.
But whose memories are we evoking? Who are we talking to?
So look, the brands, okay? Do you guys remember a brand named Cat?
I'm not going to tell you until you tell me who you are.
What's
Rob.
Your name?
Rob. Where are you from, Rob?
Deer Park.
All right. Excellent. So, Rusty, I guess this is a good question for you.
What was the question? a mini bike named the what?
Yeah, repeat that brand, Rob.
Gillette.
Gillette. Doesn't ring a bell.
No,
me neither.
I remember one named Cat.
Okay, Cat that sounds vaguely familiar.
I think Cat with a K.
Forget about that. Forget, what about before mini bikes when you used to take a regular bicycle
right.
and split the frame in the back, open it up, and weld another rim to the existing rim and put a fan belt on there to the motor on a pulley.
Motorbikes.
On a piece of diamond plate steel that you mounted with U-bolts to the frame.
Actually, mm-hmm. We were lucky. What we did is we put it in the V of the frame. We had a guy in town, Curtis. It was an auto electric shop. And he would weld stuff for us because we were kids. He would do it and not charge us. And he welded a plate on the bike and then helped us out with a pulley. And, yeah, helping kill like half the population of the town. But
those things were the most dangerous thing in the world.
And they rolled out pretty good, the bicycle, because you had a 20-inch wheel on there.
Like as not,
they
too.
They went pretty good.
You didn't have a twist grip, right? You had a wire or something. Or, even better, you would hook it up to one of those shifters, like on the Schwinn bikes, shifters. You use that for a throttle.
Right.
You know?
And, like, you know, if you were lucky enough to have a slipper clutch, at least you had some kind of a delay. Mm-hmm. But some guys ran direct.
Yeah.
So it's like you lift the wheel off the ground, you start it, and you just go.
So we're going way back. Listen, there was, I think, 1969, maybe 1970 on Sunday. The parking lot on Deer Park Avenue used to be, it just opened up. It was a brand new path mark, and the parking lot was all blacktop. Everybody used to go in there and ride on Sunday there because the store was closed on Sunday. Right. And then somebody took a spill and got hurt, and they wound up suing, and that was the end of that.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's how
it goes. That's what happens everywhere.
All right, Rob. Well, thanks for the call, and don't be a stranger. Give us a buzz back whenever you got something to talk about. And,
all right, my man.
All right.
Good show, bro.
Thanks, Rob.
Happy holidays.
Thank you. Same to you. All right. Well, that takes us up to our next break. Joe, this is the song that you and Rusty have been waiting for. I know, because I thought I didn't have it, but I did, because I had it in my stack. So we're going to take another quick break. We'll come back with more go-kart talk here on 90.3 WHBC. Get the cowbells ready, boys, because we're kicking it off with the big man.
This is hi-fi, okay? High fidelity. You know what that means? That means this is the highest quality fidelity. Hi-fi. Those are two very important things to have in the stereo system.
Join me, Kim Tracy, on High Fidelity for a mix of music with a focus on newer music and lesser-known artists every Thursday at 2 p.m. on the Voice of Nassau Community College 90.3 WHPC and streaming with the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps.
All hit music. For all those songs radio has forgotten about, join me, Big Ed, Mondays from 10 a.m. till noon for the Good Gold Show. We'll bring back all the great hits of the 50s, 60s, 70s, and more. The sounds of doo-wop to disco, all the Motown, soul, and great rock and roll. We'll even take your requests and dedications to the Good Gold Show.
Music.
On the Voice of Nassau Community College, 90.3 WHPC, and streaming on the iHeartRadio app.
Wow, that's like crazy loud music. What are you listening to?
The best music on the radio. Come on, this is the Iron Age.
The what age?
The Iron Age, the show that brings you various types of heavy metal music from all over the spectrum.
Really? I've never heard of it. How do you know so much about it?
I'm the host.
Wait, if you're the host, how are you driving this car and on the radio at the same time?
Come on, don't ask so many questions. The Iron Age with me, Justin Sullivan, delivers the best variety of heavy metal music that you could ever ask for. Only on the Iron Age will you find music as ridiculously heavy as Meshuggah and Ocean, along with chill and relaxing tunes like Tool and Deftones.
Well, that sounds cool and all, but I think I'm just going to listen to something else.
Ooh, I think that's going to be a problem. I think you're going to have to find another ride then.
What?
All right, I'm getting mine. You getting yours? Joe's getting his. There you go, Joe.
Yeah.
And there goes Rob.
Yeah.
Right to the end on that one. Excellent.
Right.
On WHPC 90.3. Motor Mouth Radio. I thought I saw the light flashing.
Yeah,
again.
We
Let's
did. Yeah.
Go to the phones.
It is flashing. Yep.
And say hi. You're on with the Motor Mouths.
Yeah, hi. How you doing?
Hey.
My name is Rick Keller.
Hey, Rick.
I am an old racing rival of Rusty's.
Ah.
I've been racing with Rusty for 45 years, and I'm also the promoter of the vintage racing in the Northeast.
Nice. Excellent.
The series that Rusty races in.
Nice.
And, we finally got through on the phone here. We had a busy phone.
Well, yeah, sometimes when we have a show like this, sometimes things really get, it lights up, you know.
They come out of the woodwork.
We talk about certain subjects, this being one of them, and people just respond.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. I talked to Rusty yesterday.
Yeah.
And, now I can hear you on the phone here.
Yeah, you're going to get some feedback. You may want to turn that down.
Yeah.
Turn it down.
Turn it down.
Okay.
Kind of a
so in any case, I spoke to Rusty the last couple of days, and he said, you know, for me to call in, and as I said, I am the promoter of the series in the Northeast here. Rusty's been racing and we started a few years ago with this.
It's the phone.
This is our third year going into the series, and it's growing rapidly. It's having terrific.
Is that on his end?
Yeah.
You know, a bunch of old-timers. We're going out to Georgia to race again this year. Rusty and I have battled over the years. I started racing against him back in like 1974 or 75, and we have a lot of stories between us. I sent Deb some links about the Promoters Cup Series. I texted him to her phone before about the Promoters Series, the Northeast Vintage Kart Promoters Cup Series, and the Long Island Vintage Karting as well, which covers a lot of the events going on and the things going on in vintage karting here in the Northeast.
Nice.
So you guys sound great. This has been good emotional stuff for us. Rusty got into the magazine, and we're proud of him, and he's back at it, and we're actually manufacturing a reproduction dual engine chassis that to race in the classes that Rusty's racing with the twin Yamaha motors on it.
Oh wow, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's cool stuff.
Yeah, Rick, you're making that as a copy of your Invader.
Correct. That's
right.
Correct, Rusty.
And what is that, like a 74? 75?
75.
Right. Okay.
75 Invader Pro.
It's called the 75 Invader Pro. I bought that card in 77 after it won the national championships at Tackett Speedway in Ohio.
Yeah, it was
many years ago.
It was pretty cool up at Cutty Back in the fall there to have my machine and that one back on the track together again, which hasn't happened.
Yeah, for sure.
Happened since the 80s.
On the track again, Rusty.
Who's that?
I'm sitting here with Freddie.
Hey, Freddie.
Hey, Freddie.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Freddie's the competition. He's fast.
I'm trying to.
Yeah.
So we also raced under the lights up there at OVRP on the Friday night. We had an event under the lights, which we do every year. Everybody loves that coming out. They turn the lights on, and it's a beautiful track for that.
Wait, now, where is that exactly again, that track?
That's Cutty Backville.
That's Cutty Back, okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's one, if you blink, you miss it, right?
Right. Well, it's 15 minutes to Monticello.
Oh, that's not too bad, yeah.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
Yeah, it's OVRP, Oakland Valley Race Park.
Right.
Oakland Valley Race Park. Okay, cool.
That's cool.
Yeah, you should put some of this stuff up on our website, too. You're welcome to post to our page.
The Facebook page, too, yeah.
Freddie's good at that stuff. He does a lot of promotional stuff for us, so he'll start putting some of that stuff up there.
By all means.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's how everybody gets in touch with us.
Maybe if we get you guys to come to the track, I got a bunch of go-karts. We got at least 20 of them.
They're all fast.
And they're all fast. They're all winners. And Rusty can tell you about that. But if we take you to the track, we'll get you in the seat for sure.
Yeah, you guys should come up.
You should. You'd enjoy yourself.
I'd like to watch the festivities.
Yeah. I know, yeah.
You get out there and run a little bit. You'd be surprised how intense it is.
I would actually be crazy enough to do it. I'll tell you the truth. I really would.
Rusty could give you my number. You call me anytime. And we actually have a spot over here in Islip where we could go take you for a ride if you wanted anytime.
Ah, good to know. Good to know. I will keep that in mind.
We'll have to get a video of that, you know?
Rusty will give you my number.
Cool.
Very good.
All right, Rick. Well, thanks. And listen, you have any information you want to put out? Any links or anything so people can find you?
No. Okay. Very good. And so, Freddie, you put that on there. Grab my number from Rusty. You call me anytime.
All right. You got it.
Visit the office.
And if you go on our Facebook page, we have different information. We have stuff going on there about this new chassis we're building. And Freddie's a custom metal fabricator. He's pretty good at what he does.
What's the Facebook?
Yeah.
What's the Facebook
Let's
page?
Let's
bring
that up real quick. Yeah.
Long Island Vintage Karting is one,
okay.
And then the other one is the Northeast Promoters Vintage.
The
Northeast Vintage Karting Promoters Cup. Series.
You talk even slower than I type. Jeez.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll find those and we'll bring those up. Maybe we'll link them up on the different venues there.
Yeah, we got postcard.
We run a four race series in the Northeast where we keep points for the year and then have year end awards with jackets and trophies and bags and race gear stuff like that. And but seriously. You guys get a hold of me. We'll definitely get you in the seat of these cars. You'll have if you like this kind of stuff, which I'm guessing you might. We'll show you a good time with it for sure.
Excellent. That's something we may just take you up on. Thank you, Rick.
Great. All right. Nice talking to you.
All right. Thanks.
Good luck, Dad. Hello. How you doing?
Talk to you soon.
Take it easy, Rick.
So long.
Thanks for the call.
Bye.
All right. That was. Yeah, Rick. That's great. I'm not even sure where he was from, particularly,
yes.
But because it was so
from
many different places.
From the background, yes.
Yeah. And
he's a Long Island guy. He was originally from Northport. Now he's living, I think, in Bayshore.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But he's got a compound full of go-karts. I mean, when he said he's got 20 or 30 of them, he's not kidding.
Wow.
It's like one of those. It looks like a giant. Inflatable dome almost, except it's not inflatable, obviously.
Really?
Yeah, it's fabric. It's like one of those garages.
Well, one of those inflatable garages.
But it's huge.
Right,
and it's
right.
Full.
Wow. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. Now, guys like you work like guys like me in a humble garage in a house that's mm-hmm. kind of, nothing. By some of these guys means it's nothing special, but a lot of work gets done in garages like that,
I don't know
sure.
I don't know how people work in these immaculate garages. you see they interview people and their garages are like spit shine perfect, everything, all the tools are in place and
do they ever
take those tools off the wall?
I wonder. let's take the phone off the wall and say, hi, you're on with the Motor Mouths. Hi, Cole, you're on with the Motor Mouths.
Yo.
Hey, what's going on? It's Rob.
Hey, Rob.
I just called you guys a minute ago about the mini bike. Let me ask you a question. You're doing a go-kart stuff. Whatever happened to Fonsori go-karts? They were in Deer Park, and then they moved to Bohemia, and I looked them up. I called, and there's no answer, nothing. Anybody know about that?
I remember that name.
Tom Bonsignor, I think was
Bonsignor.
Bonsignor.
Okay.
And then there was you just had the guy on the phone, Kellers, I think that's...
Yeah,
Rick
he,
Kellers.
Doesn't he own a go-kart shop on Fifth Avenue in Bayshore, Kellers Motorsports?
Okay, he may be working out of there, possibly. Yeah,
I can't hear you, man.
It's in Bayshore. I'm not sure exactly the location.
Right, is he still open or no?
Oh yeah, Rick is still open. Bonsignor,
okay.
I don't know about. I haven't spoken to him in many years.
Because Bonsignor used to be in Deer Park, and then I think they went to Bohemia, and I think I don't know what happened. He vanished off the face of the earth.
He was really big into the four cycles. He was mostly.
I picked up a Champ car years ago. I still have it in the garage.
Mm-hmm.
Got a full cage, full roll cage, 5-point harness, belt, 5 horsepower.
When was the last time you were on that thing, Rob?
Me? Myself?
Yeah.
Now, forget about it. I can't get in that thing anymore.
Okay.
My son can get in there, not me.
Yeah.
I ain't fitting in that thing.
But
it goes good, man.
Excellent. Good to know. All right. Well, thanks again for the call and keep in touch.
Kellers Motorsport is still open then, right?
Yes.
Bayshore?
Yes.
All right, good. Then if I need parts or anything, I know where to go.
Yep.
Excellent. Okay, Rob, thanks.
All right.
Thanks
you.
For the call.
So long. All right. See, this kind of stuff always evokes great memories and great. I tell you, the story is this will just propagate. This will keep going on, which is great. This is the kind of stuff, the fabric of what guys, you know, and girls grew up on. Debbie, when was the last time you were in a go-kart?
Oh my God, the powder puff race. I don't remember.
Really?
And I didn't like it because I was too close to the ground.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Well, that's kind of the whole thing there, you know. Yeah.
And she didn't like practicing because we put an X on the back of her helmet.
He put a big X on my helmet to stay away from me.
Well, that's what you do when somebody's brand new. You put an X on the helmet.
Right.
Everybody knows to give you plenty of room.
Yeah.
Let's put an X on the phone and see who's on the line. We'll say, hi, you're on with the Motor Mouths.
Hello. I was curious if you were going to talk schedules for upcoming go-kart races.
Who are we speaking with?
Tim Coville.
Hey, Tim.
Tim? Okay.
Hey, I know Tim.
Okay. What do you know about scheduling, Rusty?
I do not have a schedule at this exact moment, but
how can he find one?
It's VKA website, probably.
Okay.
Which is what? VKA.com?
I guess.
I forget.
I don't have it.
I'm terrible
we'll
at that.
We'll have to get that up on
actually,
the
no,
on
it's
site there.
VKA Karting with a K dot com.
Okay. All right, thank you.
And that's good. Okay, Tim, you want to talk about karts
Tim,
at all?
How's the MG running?
Really well.
Good.
Really
good,
well.
Good.
Thank you.
Ooh, what year?
Another
MG?
Of Rusty's talents.
It's
is,
a 73 BGT.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Nice. Oh.
I did an engine change on it. He had the engine rebuilt. I pulled it out and put it back in again.
Excellent.
And I did some other stuff to it.
Yep,
and it's actually been running well.
Thanks to Rusty's
right, because Rusty's such a good mechanic, he doesn't need Rusty's talent anymore. Right?
Yeah, I actually fixed the MG good enough that it didn't break down for a couple of years.
Excellent. Oh, that's cool. Very good.
Yeah,
kind words on a British car.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, Tim, we'll check out the websites, and don't be shy. Give us a call back someday. We'll see
if we can get some of the stuff up in the, on
yeah,
the...
Yeah, we'll put some stuff on our website.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, Tim.
Bye-bye.
So long. All righty, we're going to take our last break, and then we'll come back and probably have more phone calls. So it ends up the last CD that I had, I was going to play Moby Dick by Led Zeppelin, because Bonham just with the cowbell is like...
Yeah.
But I go to take it out of my case, and it's not there. That means it's in the CD drive of my computer. I didn't take it out.
No.
So that's why I was frantically looking on the computer here for music, and I found something secondary, but we'll go to that, and we'll come back with more fun and go-karting talk here on 90.3 WHPC.
Shake off the realities of the day, broaden your musical horizons, and embrace the diversity every Monday afternoon at 6 on Revelations. The show offers a potently unique collection of music with an emphasis on themes and rock rarities. An occasional tour de force of blues and soul mixed with compelling sets of folk and folk rock. I'm Steve Kay, and I've got the perfect soundtrack for your drive home every Monday afternoon at 6 on Revelations. Right here on the voice of Nassau Community College, 90.3 WHPC. Please stay tuned for Motor Mouth Radio on Sundays at 12 noon, every Sunday, exclusively on WHPC. Join the Motor Mouths, Ray Guarino and Joe D. Features, information, guest interviews, tech tips, and all your call-in questions on all topics relating to automobiles. And these guys know their stuff. In case you haven't heard this show, not only is it very informative, it is hilarious at times. A lot of call-ins and a lot of crazy people calling in with problems with their cars. And, okay, Joe and Ray offering their expert opinion on these things and doing it in a somewhat comical fashion.
Radio all right, show. That was a comical fashion because it ends up the song ended before we came back. So we're back. You know, hey, this is live radio. Things happen.
The magic of life. Like that magically flashing thing
we
over there.
We just caught it up. We go back. Motor Mouth Radio, go to the phone, say hi. You're on with the Motor Mouths.
Yo.
Hey, hi, guys. This is Freddy Rotella.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing just great.
Where you from, Fred?
I'm from Long Island. I'm originally from Argentina. I'm racing with Rusty, and I'm sitting right next to Rick Keller.
Oh, very good.
Oh, cool.
We just spoke just before. I have the date for the Promoters Cup Series.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah,
put them out.
The first day is going to be Lafayette, New York, May 17 and 18. Okay, that's going to be a new track for us. The second day is going to be Chestertown, Maryland, June 21st and 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
The third one is going to be Oroville, Pennsylvania, September 6th and 7th.
Okay.
And Cody Bagbill, OVRP, October 4th and 5th.
Is that up on the... Where did you find that? Is that on the internet somewhere?
Yes, that is on a Big Ape website, as well the Promoters Cup Series Facebook page, and on my page as well, Long Island Vintage Karting.
Okay.
Okay.
Now,
you guys can find pictures.
Is that Long Island, the words, or L-I?
No, Long Island, the words.
Okay, Long Island Vintage Karting.com. And is that karting with a K?
Yes.
Always with a K.
And
yeah, it's like the old custom
page.
Cool thing, huh? Okay.
Always a K.
Yeah. Okay.
Excellent.
And that is a Facebook page, though.
A Facebook page. Okay, well, yeah, people can Google it, and they'll get the links to Facebook or wherever else it is. That's cool.
Yeah,
I tried to get, you know, new stuff coming up all the time. You know, sent it with Al. He's the one that runs the Promoters Cup Series Facebook page.
Okay. Okay.
By the way, once New York moved to North Carolina a couple years ago.
Okay.
That was Tom Bonsignor. That's the,
yep.
With the guy that...
All of them moved to North Carolina a couple years ago.
Okay.
Home of NASCAR.
Yep.
Yeah, that's cool. Excellent. Okay. Well, thanks for that info, Fred.
Thanks for bringing us up to speed. Wow. Cool now we can find this stuff very easily.
Right.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you, Fred.
Very cool.
We've been having a blast with these... Promoters Cup, we've been having an average of 75, 80 cards.
Wow, that's a good field.
The biggest class that we have, one of them is the 6.1 rear engine. We have a record in the United States for that class with 21 participants in one event.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
That's a lot.
Quite impressive.
And that class is the real old ones. Those are the carts from the 60s with, you know, the engines mounted in the back. No bucket seats. You sit bolt upright with your knees in your face, and they're fun. They slide around. They're a lot of fun to drive.
Wow.
And they're fast. They've got just as much horsepower, basically, as a modern cart, but they don't have anything like the stick.
You know, to tie it into, like, the slot car thing, it's like, you know, I was always an Aurora AFX guy. It's like racing your later model AFX or, G-plus cars or whatever against the old Thunder Jets, the T-Jets.
Right.
Those things were sliding all over the track, little skinny hard tires, and the new ones had magnets in the bottom. They stuck to the track. It's like you almost couldn't lose, you know? So.
Oh, yeah. That's another thing. I also race slot cars in the winter.
Nice.
I have a track in my basement. It's all landscaped out. It's really nice. It's like a modern model railroad.
Excellent.
And we got a group of about five or six diehards that come by four or five times a year, and we drink a lot of beer and race slot cars on a Sunday.
I know Christian does that over at Sells Auto Body. He visits them in the winter, too, so maybe we got another hobby. I think the UD needs a track.
Yeah, that's just what we need. We could put it on the heating ducts. It could be an overhead track, yeah.
I think Dougie could get the hardware, and Johnny could build it easily.
Oh, yeah. No, leave it to them. Pretty soon we'll have to have a televised race that would rival anything that's on, like, the Velocity Channel or the Motor Show Channel. Yeah, there you go.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. All right, Fred. Well, thanks for the call, and we hope to... pick up with this again later, and talk to you again soon about this later, when the season progresses.
Absolutely.
All right.
It was a pleasure, guys.
Thank you so much. Pleasure to hear from you.
Okay, Fred.
Take it easy, Fred.
Thanks.
Take care.
All right. That's fantastic. Very good. Excellent.
Let's see. We got our first slot car question. Do you run Carrera slot cars?
You can.
Oh, okay.
Not if you want to win, you don't.
Oh, okay.
We run the 132nd cars, which are the same size as the Carrera cars. But the Carrera cars are very, very heavy. They're built for kids to crash repeatedly.
Ah, okay.
So, like, a scale,
right up my alley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
a scale electric or a slotted car is the way to go. They're much more sophisticated.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
We're going to go back to the phones and say hi. You're on with the Motor Mouths. Caller, you're on with the Motor Mouths.
Yes, sir. I'm part of Rusty Becker's pit crew, Stone Age Racing, when he races up at Cuttyback.
Yes. Hey, Mark, what's happening?
Hey, Rusty, how you doing?
This is Mark. Okay, Mark, good to hear from you.
Mark and Colty are my pit crew.
Excellent.
And my wife, Debbie, also. She's right. Actually the crew chief. But they do the heavy work for me, so I don't trash my back at the track.
Well, yeah, you got to have a crew chief, yeah. Yeah. So what's happening, Mark? Tell us what's on your mind.
Well, what's on my mind? I'd like Rusty to talk a little bit about his brand, Stone Age Racing, why it's called Stone Age Racing, and a little bit about his unofficial mascot, Sammy, who has a wonderful bombardier jacket that he wears.
Okay. All right. That's all good topics. I think we could all probably guess where Stone Age Racing came from, but I'd like to hear Rusty explain it. That'd be great.
Well, there's a couple of different explanations for that. But the best one would be that I went with a couple of friends of mine. We were racing out in Pennsylvania, and we pulled into the pits, and when we unloaded our equipment, we always ran older equipment. We never had the money for the state-of-the-art stuff. So some guy came up to me, he's like, wow, you guys are from the Stone Age. And ever since then, we've been Stone Age racing.
And then it's stuck.
There's other explanations.
You said that's like a bad thing.
Yeah, right.
No.
No, it's a pretty, we're actually kind of known. We used to be anyway, and now, again, we are again. So whatever.
Yeah. At the Grand Nationals, we had like a cardboard tarp over the, and we had a rusted out van.
Uh-huh.
And everybody came from California with palm trees and AstroTurf and, you know.
Yeah.
AstroTurf.
He won.
We threw a piece of cardboard over the cart when it rained, and it was all soaked with oil from being under the cart in the van.
That's fine waterproofing.
Good. The oil helped repel the water.
The oil, it sheds right off.
It repelled the water.
Yeah.
and the other thing is Sammy is my dog. He's a poodle Bichon mix
with a punk rock, hairdo.
Yeah,
okay.
He
excellent.
Looks a little like Rod Stewart did back in the day with his hair.
Wow.
And he's getting old, but he's still a good dog, and
excellent.
He comes to the races, and the noise doesn't bother him, and he just loves it.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool.
Always good to have a dog that can handle it.
Yeah.
Oh, good stuff. Well, how's that, Mark? Does that cover all bases, or we leave something
out? That covers it for me. I just wanted to make sure Rusty got... I love the story of how he got his name, and I just wanted all the listeners to hear that. Rusty, love you. Talk to me later. Let's have a beer.
All right, take it easy. How's the rabbit?
Oh, she's much better.
Okay.
She's much better.
Good.
She's eating, and she's doing very well this morning.
Excellent.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call, Mark. We appreciate it.
Yeah,
take
man.
Care now.
All right.
Take it easy.
So
bye.
Long. Excellent. Anybody else you want to talk to who you know? We get the rest of you.
Yeah, we got like
knows?
3 minutes.
Yeah, flooding in. Yeah. We are getting to the end, and I got to say, this was, I don't know if we really covered it, our cowbell day today.
Yeah.
We had mentioned in past shows how, songs with cowbell, and one of our listeners had replied with, hey, we need more cowbell, which has kind of become a catchphrase in the rock genre.
More cowbell!
Yeah, with, SNL and all that, so... Tom sent us a pair of cowbells, so we decided that we would make today Cowbell Day. But first, we have to go back to the phones.
Yeah.
And we have to say hi. You're on with the Motor Mouths.
Hey, this is Tom from Massapequa. How you guys doing?
There he is, Mr. Cowbell.
Our cowbell provider.
What's up, Tom?
My pleasure, guys. Listen, I don't know Rusty, and Rusty's probably glad he don't know me. But Rusty, thanks for being on the show.
Oh, you're welcome.
What do you call it? I wanted to ask, there used to be a guy, and he was helpful when I was into karting a little bit with my son, Tom Kyer, out of Brentwood. He had a shop. Does anybody know him? Is the shop still open?
That doesn't ring a bell with me. When was this?
About 15 years ago. It's not that long ago.
Yeah, I was out of karting at that time, so I'm not familiar with him.
He was very helpful. If he's around, he had opened a shop and was doing some stuff with carts, and we got involved with him when they were still in the Nassau Coliseum parking lot a little bit.
Yeah, that era, basically, I got out of karting before West Hampton was closed and turned into a hotel or whatever it is now.
Condos
or whatever it is. So
yeah,
I'm not really familiar with that era.
I just wanted to bring his name up. In case it helps anybody, if he still has a shop,
he was, you know, selling frames and parts and stuff, and he was a really nice guy, just a good guy, and he helped me with my son. I wanted to give him a shout-out if he's around, Tommy Kyer. And also, if I'm not mistaken, you guys may know this, this
Tom, we got to wrap,
Talk quick, man.
Didn't his son get into, like, pro racing or something?
I believe he did, but I don't know the history.
We'll revisit that next week, Tom, because we got to run now.
We just fried another hour.
Be well, guys.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
So long. All right, we got to go. Debbie, Rusty, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
It was great having you here.
That was very cool.
How come our music isn't playing? There it is. That's better.
That's better.
All right, we got to go. We're out of here. We'll see you next week. Motormouth Radio, we're off. Bye.